I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us on this fine Monday. Nicole, I wanted to congratulate you on your new mic rig for our random hookup.
Thank you. My dad had so much fun setting it up,
and I'm looking not being sarcastic. So pro.
I'm not done yet with my setup. I'm trying to get on Bryn's level.
Yeah.
Oh,
just kidding. I can never reach that level.
No one can reach Bryn's level. We do these happy hours on Fridays, and just like we've started now because we hang out together on Zoom all the time, like randomly throughout the day, and so we're gonna try and put more of those up. But Nikki needed a good rig, you know.
Yeah.
It sounded great. It looked great. It looked super pro.
I have another mic, too, that I want to test, so we'll see.
Oh, all right.
There
you
go.
You know, look, we'll do some more testing. Testing is what we do. It's all we do. You guys, why are you even watching this? This is a test. I'm testing this drink right now. Oh, it's that one passes. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Follow the Alice973 Instagram page to catch the clip of the days and see what your favorite DJs are up to.
Yeah.
The reviews are in, and the Alice Instagram is the best of all times.
It's the best of all the Instagrams. It's true.
Winning.
Yep.
True. Social Media Magazine says it's the best follow. Period.
Oh, do they? Huh.
Yeah.
Social. I don't get Social Media Magazine. I guess I should probably subscribe to that.
Well, I told you their biggest finding, which is the Alice973 Instagram is the best follow in the world. So follow.
Solid.
Alice973 Instagram. All right.
This Instagram.
Exactly right. Thank you so much, Chad from Nickelback. Here's what's happening, everyone. So partly cloudy skies today. The perfect, beautiful weekend weather will give way to some rain this week. So,
when?
Depends on where you're at, but it could be Thursday, Friday. But right now, we're just going to go with rain this week.
We need it.
More to come on that as we get closer. So maybe you missed it. The Super Bowl happened yesterday. It was incredible.
Really? Was it?
Absolutely. I thought so. Tom Brady brought the lowly Buccaneers to not only to the Super Bowl, but he won it and scored himself, I think, his fifth MVP.
Wow.
So it's his seventh Super Bowl win, his fifth MVP trophy from Bowl he won.
Oh, good. Wow.
Incredible. At the age of 43.
Just
still
such
going.
A humiliating Woo! Game for the Chiefs. I mean, honestly,
also,
like they bring, where's your team, guys?
From out of retirement, Gronk.
I'm here.
Had an okay season, but he had a perfect Super Bowl.
Tommy said, I got to be real good today, so I brought the thunder.
Oh, you sure did.
I know. Thanks for noticing, you guys.
Tommy,
did you notice? I noticed, Gronk. You're really good. Thanks, Tommy. Can I have a hug?
COVID, dude. No, you can't. You can't.
No,
but all those other guys were yelling right in your face, and you were yelling right in their faces.
Yeah, that was different. That was different, Gronk.
Okay, well, let me know when I can have a hug.
Other big winners besides Tom Brady included her,
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She performed and was excellent. Mm-hmm. I thought the anthem was good, too. You know, they did a
I didn't really
job.
Get to, I didn't get to watch it, really.
Oh, so. You didn't?
What were you doing?
I just, you know, putting out food, making drinks, getting everything, you know. We had people over.
You're all about the national anthem.
I know. Surprise. Tell me about it. And they just watched it. I'm like, oh, I want to watch that. And they're like, well, look at it then. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm in the middle of making guacamole, so I guess
oh,
I'll.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, I thought that was pretty good. Personally, in my opinion, I feel like the Weeknd did a Patrick Holmes, Mahomes impression and kind of lost too. Like, I don't feel like he showed up myself. I don't
Here's
know.
Some
but that's
that.
Me. I
Yeah. Good job there. I mean, the thing about the Weeknd is there's just not that much to say about it. Like, that seemed like. That would have been great if I went to see The Weeknd because I love him so much and I wanted to see him and a bunch of dudes all dressed like him but with their faces wrapped up playing some songs. But for a Super Bowl thing, I thought it fell really flat.
Well, and also, you know, there are some... And again, this comes back to generations because The Weeknd for me isn't an all-time great.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
But Prince crushed it. Maybe the best performance of all time. U2 crushed it. And I believe they came on like after 9/11 or something. So it was a really big moment for the country. And they did great. Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty. There's the Rolling Stones. There's
the
a ton of
really good.
You know, I even think last year, personally, this is just me. I'd say J-Lo and Shakira did better than The Weeknd. And I'm not a fan of theirs.
They blew his doors off.
Right.
I would even go so far as to say the Adam Levine, the Maroon 5 one from a couple years ago. Was better. At least there was, you know, something to talk about afterward, and
but
to notice
so for
during
big
the
fans,
show.
I did hear from people who said they loved him, and he was right in, you know, that was his style, and
great.
And they thought it was great. And I personally sat there going, "You got ripped off. You bragged that you spent $7 million of your own money, and I don't see it anywhere except in red jackets and Band-Aids.
Mm.
Like you got burned." I hope you saved your receipts and can return the stuff you bought because yuck.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm guessing
whatever.
That those are custom jackets that can't be returned. But look, the nice thing is all those guys get a brand new red sparkly jacket. Because what else is he going to do with them? You're not going to use those again, right?
No.
I mean,
it's important
on.
For me to point out, and you know, this is give them credit or just, you know, go with, well, you know, they were in it for the money. I don't know, but... The NFL season did, in fact, run to completion at a time when it was
right.
unexpected that they could even get it done. So
yep.
you got to give them credit for pulling it off. And
seriously.
Last night's game, even if it wasn't, you know, the Niners, it was still a Super Bowl. It happened.
It was a
it
Super
been,
Bowl.
Well, I mean, again, there's so much money at it. Of course, they weren't going to give up on it. But
right.
it would have been a lot easier to say, let's not have a season.
Yep, it would have been.
Shine it. So anyway, I'll move on now. I'm sure we're going to talk about it more throughout the morning.
Before you move on, Vin, about that national anthem, did you see that somebody posted, it was a reporter that posted a video of them recording the stadium of the rehearsal the day before?
No.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I'll find that story for you. I thought it was interesting because they messed up some bets. You know how it's an over-under of how long the... National, and so people
and so
were,
they, wow.
they got in trouble. Ew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
It was pretty sick the day before. And from a distance, you could barely hear the sound check, but it sounded really good. I was like, wow, those harmonies. So, and Sarah, I think you should actually hear it. So maybe we'll play it later.
They did a really good job. When it started with him and he was fine, you know, okay.
Yeah,
and he had his guitar on and I thought, oh, this is going to get long fast.
Uh-huh.
And then she came on and just. She's got a great and I need to say who that is. Who is that?
Jasmine. Hold on,
Sullivan.
I'll find her.
Because I keep
there
saying she and
Sullivan.
I didn't know her before
and he
that.
He is Eric Church. So Eric Church started it off, and I agree. I went, oh boy, and then that chick kicked in, and I thought, well, that's sounding good.
Anyway, so I actually would be curious. I don't know. In fact, I'll do a search and maybe do it in the next news. But I'd be curious to see how Vegas did because. A lot of people, I don't mean the majority, but I bet a lot of people went, the big bet is on the Bucks. Like, if you're hoping to make a big score, that's the bet, right?
Yeah.
They weren't favored, so you could, you know, just win or lose might have made decent money.
Right.
Anyway, I'll see if there's any report on that.
Okay.
So listen, the stimulus that a lot of people have been waiting for should be in your bank within a couple weeks, probably before the end of February. That's what they're saying. So if you're someone who's been hanging on these lengthy debates about how much money the, you know, should go to the people, the news is it looks like they've decided $1,400, and it looks like you'll see that within a couple weeks. Hmm. So, and you know, I've heard all kinds of different ways that that money should be spent, including put it in your bank. But that's not really what a stimulus is for.
Right.
So anyway, I saw this story and went, oh, my God. So more than 40 U.S. theme parks are set have set their 2021 reopening dates. And I went, oh, we're back, everybody. No, we're not back. In California, nothing's opening back up.
Not like
they
this
just
year?
Went, they go, most major California theme parks have not set reopening dates, including Disneyland, Universal Studios, Hollywood, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags Magic Mountain, wow. Legoland, Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, and the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk still remain undecided about openings. So who did open? Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is super surprising.
What COVID?
They say that everybody who poured out of everywhere onto the streets of Tampa last night, it was like the antithesis of social distancing. And
oh, so super spreader event happened in Tampa last night.
Turns out, if it wasn't all the right. Super Bowl, it was the after party.
Well,
in the parking
no
lot.
Real
party.
Big surprise there that people wanted a party.
Sure, and they want a party. The Bucks just won a Super Bowl. Congratulations.
Right. Wow.
Wow, well, what?
That came out of you without a choke.
They did great.
Wow.
They embarrassed the other team.
Wow.
Yeah.
By they, you mean Tom Brady and Gronk,
I mean
right?
The team. The team yeah. did mm-hmm. very well.
Right. No, actually, the defense played great, too, so there's mm-hmm. no question it was a team effort. Anyway, let me do a couple fast facts.
I love
Fast facts. The 1956 Summer Olympics were held in Melbourne, Australia, and Stockholm, Sweden.
But by the way, same damn time?
The anchor man, what's his
name?
Oh
my God, the Will Ron Ferrell Burgundy. Thing where he winds up in Sweden and he's hating on... Oh, we're going to go get those losers!
So great.
Wasn't that a good one?
It was so great.
I with liked
the globe
it a lot.
Coming for you,
time.
Norway. You got the globe, right? Oh my God, there were some great commercials yesterday.
There sure
yeah,
were.
There were, yeah.
Anyway, the 1956 Summer Olympics were held in Melbourne, Australia, and Stockholm, Sweden. Stockholm was chosen to hold the equestrian events because yeah. horses... were not allowed into Australia under quarantine regulations.
Mm. Oh, right.
How do you
so
like
they've
that?
Always had these really strict quarantine things, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well,
because right now, isn't it something like your pet's got to sit somewhere for 2 weeks before you can get it back? Oh, that's right, because Johnny Depp and that chick that was suing him that he used
Amber
to be married
Heard.
To. Amber
well,
Heard.
Amber right
Heard.
Now, forget about your pet. If you go there, you got to sit for 2 weeks.
It's kind of the way it should be.
Well, yeah. I know the Pro Surf Tour is headed that direction, and they all are going to have to go 2 weeks early to sit in hotels and wait.
Right.
Michael Jackson's song, Thriller, was yeah. originally called Starlight. And the hook went, give me some starlight, starlight sun. How's that? That's
give
not even the same
starlight,
song.
Starlight, starlight sun. Yeah, Thriller's the way.
Yeah.
He went to the right... He went to the right lyrics. Your paralyzed. This is starlight. Starlight sun. Yeah, it's not. This doesn't work.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
By the way, the Cheetos ad was also pretty fun. You know what
pretty
was weird
fun.
About that one? Is Shaggy's doing his Shaggy singing. And I'm like, okay, there's Shaggy. When he talks... the whole mystery goes away and he's just some dude. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, Also, he talks like a normal guy.
They like ruined the hook too. Like she should have gone, it wasn't me. And they didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but as soon as he started talking, I went, hey, blah, 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 blah. What?
Well, I think normal that might be the voice. First time that's ever worked.
Anyway, Flamin' Hot Cheetos were invented by a janitor named Richard Montanez at Frito-Lay's Rancho Cucamonga, California plant.
Really?
Since then, he's worked his way up to running PepsiCo's Multicultural Sales and Community Promotions Division. What? But he invented the Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Huh. How'd he do that?
You know, I'm sure he said something like, you know, it'd be good.
These a little hot sauce on these things.
Yeah. And someone went, oh, right. Durr.
Is it Lil Xan who ate so many of them his stomach started bleeding?
I don't even know who that guy is. That but sounds, it sounds familiar. Right.
He was dating Miley Cyrus.
It was a
Lil
someone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These Lils.
Named himself after.
And you were right, Sarah.
Oh, Lil Xan? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, isn't that a Xan, short for Xanax?
You know, probably. I don't know.
All right.
My favorite Lil is Lil Yachty. I think that's great. Is that just a rowboat? What is that? You know?
Oh, I never even thought
Lil
about
Yachty?
That.
A Lil
Yachty? Yeah. What's a Lil Yachty? Is it like just like maybe a ski boat? I guess that would be a Lil Yachty.
Anyway. Been a while since, you know, we've been out in the dating world, Sarah, but apparently
yes,
now the majority of people say you should always split the bill on a first date.
Oh.
I'm surprised to hear that, but we've been watching everything change right before our very eyes, so.
Well, it does come down to why should the man pay? If I want to be equal, then I'll carry my fair share of it. Sometimes it comes down to who invited whom. To whom, whatever. Nicole, you're probably the most recent person who went on a date with a stranger. Did you split the bill?
No, but usually what happens is like, so let's say you go out to dinner. Usually one person pay for that and you go to a movie after, then the next person.
And then
to make it even.
So it's more like your friends and not dating.
Well, no, it's very common. And like all my friends do that. Like, oh, who paid? Oh, he paid. But then we went to a bar after and then I got the drinks or something. So
frankly, it sounds fair to me.
I think that's more fair.
They say dating's incredibly
bill.
Expensive and that's something that dudes have pissed and moaned about forever.
Yeah.
They're not even guaranteed to, you know, get what they're after, which we all know what that is.
What does that mean?
I don't know,
you know
what that
exactly
means at
what
all.
I'm talking about. I had to buy
I
her
have
dinner
no
and
idea
everything.
What you're talking
yeah,
about.
I think you do.
I don't.
So that sounds fair.
Yeah. I think it's more than fair to do that. And then it's awkward when you have to, oh, do you want to split it? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's awkward. Like, hey, you get this and I'll get the next thing we're going to go do.
Yeah. You get the dinner.
Good.
The dinner was $150.
I think one of the things they mention in the article is that the offer of splitting is at least welcome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, whether or not you actually do that.
Right.
I've never had a problem paying for the date. I just think that's fine. I asked you
Are you happy if they offer to split? Or and you just
yeah, it's
quickly.
Fine. I'm no, not going to no, fight no. you over it. I'd rather just go with the flow than fight you on it. But I'm not asking you to ever.
Right.
Or I just haven't. That's not really. Anyway.
Well, you are
our text number is 800-400-3697. That's 800-400-3697. Text us. We'd love to hear from you guys. 707 says, Australia made masks not mandatory last week because they had a week of zero new cases. They're doing something right.
Oh. They certainly are.
Yeah, but anyone traveling there is canceling. Think about that. You have to get there, quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you can start your vacation.
Right. Right.
Get
and if you're going
here.
For business, you're like, I'll just Zoom you. That seems so much easier.
So much for Budweiser not having a Super Bowl commercial, huh?
Says
707. Well, that's the thing. So there they are saying we won't have a Bud commercial, but then they have Bud Light commercials.
They had all their other properties, and they were in that one Anheuser-Busch commercial. The guy, you know, when, like, let's go, let me buy you a beer. I think that was the theme of it. And then there's the guy with the Bud. I'm like, oh, all right, so. At least the guys made it in there. But, yeah, no Clydesdales this year. And I do like the Clydesdales.
I live in Vegas. MGM MGM bookie stayed open late for all the payouts. Google it. Okay, I will. They had to have taken a bath on people who made big bets for the underdog,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that the Chiefs were favored like 34-31 or something. Something like that.
I think they were favored by three, yes, but there, and then all the other bets, like, you know.
Yeah, zillion side bets.
If you bet on, you know, a big spread, because they won by a lot.
So much. Hey, one of the bets was what color will the Gatorade be that gets dumped over the coach's head? Did anyone catch that? I didn't see that.
I saw the coach wet, but
yeah, I did
but
too.
You didn't see the color. All right.
Yeah, I didn't see the color.
Anyway,
I love that new camera thing that they do. Have you noticed this? It makes it all look like it's got like a hard focus on the
near
field.
They look like they're
field.
In a video game.
It's so great. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I think it
depth
looks so neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen it just, I don't know, it feels like the last month or so, maybe through the playoffs they started using it. I'm not sure when it started, but I dig that camera work so much. So cool.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, hold on, let me find it. It's oh my God. I have a story that's a follow-up from last Friday that is, I mean, this is happening really fast. Plus, we'll talk about some of the commercials from Super Bowl 55 and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.